My poor little monkey, my poor little monkey. Look what they have done to you. They have hurt you, my poor little monkey.
Keem is quiet and does not resist Ma's help taking off his wet shirt. I bite my lip at seeing my brother's body so badly beaten. Raw, red marks and painful bruises are everywhere on his ribcage and back. I want to rush over to him to take away his pain, but instead I stand numb in the corner of the room. I see the pain in his face and feel the heaviness in his heart at not being able to bring us food. I stand in my corner with more conviction than ever to kill these soldiers, to avenge the blood that drips from my brother's skull. Someday, I will kill them all. My hatred for them is boundless. It was raining too hard and I did not hear them coming. My poor monkey, they hurt you. They hit me on the head with the butt of their rifles. Keem finishes telling us his story, and still he does not cry. He flinches when Ma puts a wet rag on his bruised and bleeding head. I'm sorry I didn't get us any corn tonight, he says to all of us as he lays down, closes his eyes, and falls asleep. Fearing he might die, and I will not know about it, I walk over to him every few minutes and put my hand under his nose to feel his breath. Pa, I call quietly. Pa, don't let Keem die. Pa, I feel so bad. All this for corn to feed us. Pa, I am bad because I am also sad that we have no corn. Crouching beside Keem, I squeeze my stomach with my hands, trying to chase the pain away. Pa, I am going to kill them all. I am going to make them suffer. My head hurts, and I press my index fingers against my temples to try and stop the explosion. The stronger my anger, the more I am overcome with feelings of sadness and despair. I can't die, Pa. There's nothing we can do but go on living. But one day, they will all suffer as we are suffering now. After that night, Keem never stole again. These days, he is quieter and more withdrawn. With Pa gone and my older brothers at their camp, Keem is the man of the house. But in reality, he is only a little boy. A little boy who feels helpless and unable to protect his own family.
This is the end of the CD. The audiobook continues on the next CD.